Here we go. I think we got it recording. Seem to be locked into those. Those are just suggestions for a starting point, and then we'll make sure we're clear on next steps before we leave. So, Danny, if you're comfortable, get going. Okay. You know, I think that. So, Samantha can do that question. Yippee.
I think there was a technical issue with that.
Danny, I just want to do a follow-up question to that. These iterations, which Mary gave us, it was part of your proposal, do you perceive these as completely out of the box, or is this freshening up in your mind? To me, that gives me a sense of proportionality of which, where your mind is at in regards to what's what.
Do we know who did that logo and how long ago?
Okay. Well, this building is a lot of things.
Yeah, I feel like that's right. I think it was a good question, though. So you don't see this as a total remake. This would be kind of a refresh. Kind of the things you showed before. But I don't think we're aware of any reason why three is important at this point in time, and certainly the mayor just sees these designs as well and never said, oh my gosh, we need three feet. So
I have a question. Why is that missing?
I don't know the answer to it. I don't know why is it I go back to you on that. Maybe it's
that's a good point. I could almost draw that one.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
Not quite. Well, that's a good thing, too. Go ahead, I'm sorry, Kate.
Some other leaves, I feel like the leaf is where we are. And I mean, people see our tree leaves even though they're 1960s and they identify with us. And because it's that clear, the chamber has leaves in there. And so when you let our leaves in there, then they kind of jump, like take an attention off of ours. So if we change ours, does that leave the chamber? And we start to leave that quite often. We literally do need the new tree. Whatever leaf it is, I mean, maybe this is, this looks like the Canadian maple leaf. It looks like the Canadian maple
leaf. It's interesting if you begin to look at leaves and I mean, that leaf, they all look
think at one point our city forest that had maple trees, we planted a lot of maple trees, got a lot of trees. So maybe our logo and the kind of maple trees we're planting kind of capitalize on the work that we're doing. And the whole city. It's longer, because it shows them.
It's not as easy to work with, quite honestly.
Well, I guess one of the questions more fundamentally is, and I think it was touched upon earlier, what do people identify mentally with the city of Sylvania? And stepping way out beyond that, I think you're right, Katie, in my mind, anyways, to step beyond the city of trees and go to something completely away from some sort of a recognition of the name of our community. For me, anyway, maybe a bridge too far.
I would agree. I mean, the skills and basically the people in front of us are weird technicalities. So I feel like we don't want to, like, start with a small technicality and then turn it into this huge project that we didn't even need. It's kind of a skill.
Yeah, I think it's just
too
positive. Wonderfully industrial mecca they are. I think it's probably too rough. So, not that, but I think if you have something to do to summarize.
like aesthetically when you're looking at, and I know this is just an example, for example, like the one we have here compared to like a simple leaf or like the redwood artist photo where it's very simple. You know, like I think of like the new Beetle Library, certain redwood, it's very, very simple, like pretty much anybody can draw it. I mean, if you want to go more, that's a very simple, because again, I know it's just an example, but like the tree, that was an example of a tree leaf, and that has a lot of curves and bends, and it's like, it would take me a while to freehand that, where like a leaf I could freehand. Is that, what's your opinion on the direction of that, as far as more simple, more complex? You know, I've seen logos where, you know, like you said, there's a picture of a ship and a building, and it's like a full scene and a skyline, and it's, you know, a very busy, I don't know, what you thought of that?
Would you just maybe make sure, just for the record, that you tell us your name and your address? Even though it's a committee meeting, I think it's the right thing to do, to be honest.
I
that's kind of what we were talking about, trying to bring the different things to play. I'm still wanting to keep the tree. I'm still wanting to keep the tree. I do have the
Thank you.
all of the elements of our community, sports complex, and the country club. There's plenty of fun ones.
I'd like to throw in a little word history as well. A beautiful history facility as well as the historic buildings and the history as well as the sports part of the community and the community for the discussion at least. I don't know how you draw history, but that's up to you to
this is really not an excuse. This sort of thing is the thing I like about our city is that it's a great place to live and where I spend all my non-work time. Okay? And I don't, but, you know, that I know a lot of people work to get there. But, when I was younger, I used to much more in tune with everything that was going on in Toledo and found in the last decade or so and having trouble keeping track of what's going on here. So, and there is a lot going on here, and any reason to say it's really important. And I don't know how you, I don't think City of Trees conveys that idea. I mean, I thought, you know, I'd be very open to, you know, something different along those lines without knowing exactly what that means. I'm not necessarily opposed to it either. You know, there's some value to having consistency, and we've been that for a long time. So there's some value in that, but I would be very open to a better idea. That wasn't very helpful, but
but we appreciate your software. Yeah.
To some extent, I don't know, rather than just having a green paper leaf, you know, you had more color and designed into the maple leaf to show some variety and diversity of experience.
Right.
Right.
We used to say there was a no wells, but now, you know, everything is gone.
Right, but hearing those familiar words with live, learn, work, play, I don't know, bringing those in somehow, I don't know, but certainly learning, we have a university, we have the schools, we have lifelong learning, we have the history we just spoke of, so.
Remember, Bill said that one of the reasons for the
back it around.
I think a logo for something like a city is a long time, play. Not something that I necessarily want to get punched in the nose with the first time I'm there. But if I'm exposed to it enough, I become comfortable with it. Say that's how I connect, that visual, how I connect to that location. And I would suggest that if all the learned people around this room with all the years of experience, don't know if those people have blue and that green line are, then maybe they really didn't. Even if they had a meaning when they were originally put there, it doesn't matter because we don't know what the meaning is.
Or the colors?
Maybe we ran out of dark green paint, we just don't know.
So we're not tied to those colors. It could be stronger. I think we'll know it when we see it. Unfortunately, we can't see it right now. But
we located at police station. Right, so, you know, the kind of thing.
Thank you.
can't remember it.
It's not the heart of the ball anymore.
Maybe some helpful context, not much I believe, as color. In my mind, if you start to look through, one of the things that I love about the autumn is the color of the leaves change. But it also predates the beginning of the decline going into winter, so one of the things, and I'm not a big fan of green generally, one of the things that I do like about green is that it does indicate vitality of life and activity. If you start moving into a red spectrum, well, I know that there's some trees obviously that are typically that don't have red leaves or different colored leaves. That to me would indicate we're headed into autumn and we're declining. I don't know that anybody's going to make a decision on moving to Sylvania because of the color of the leaf on that, you know, or whatever. But I guess I would, in a subtle thing, I would look at it and say that would be a positive.
Well, one of the things, you know, you're used to maple circles very comfortable, but as you're thinking about things, there's a thing that you consider maple leaf. And you've given us some interesting designs of the maple leaf.
different species of tree that can grow in the country by the oak tree. The oak tree is significantly different than the other oak trees. It could be a winter or a summer.
One other thing that you may want to consider is, and I don't know if this is too complicated or not, is trees grow. And if we're a vibrant growing community, maybe a progression of growth across, keep to the idea of three of anyone, maybe a progression of growth going forward. Like Doug. This one down my ear.
You're doing better than you're doing much better than I am.
I don't know.
I was trying about the leaf shake, yeah, but, yeah, yeah. There was a start here that helped us to visualize a little bit, and I have run into the biggest thing that I'm going to feel opposed to.
I thought they were really good.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, a little bit like that, those greens.
I commissioned this for architectural to read it after
So, Dan, let's talk a little bit about next step, what your thoughts are about next step, and, you know, if you'll need any small group discussions, or if you want to come back to us, maybe in a whole meeting, we could get that scheduled this evening. My curiosity was about trying to have us just have a quick meeting before another council meeting. Now we'll meet again in 2 weeks, but then we don't meet for another month. So I'd hate to have us hold that long, although I have fans who say we did get clarification at our last meeting that we really don't need anything final until mid-fall, I think they said, right? So, I mean, that was the will of council. My sense is if it's going to be 3 weeks, maybe you can send them out to us. I'm hesitant to do that without hearing your comments, to be honest with you. Is that too much to ask? And again, not a long meeting. I mean, maybe 7 o'clock before council. Let me make sure we don't have anything else on our schedule right now. But maybe that's June 17th. Maybe just 7 o'clock, just a quick... Just something. Yeah. Does that work for council members? And then we'll schedule that officially tonight at our meeting. I think it's the committee of the whole, absolutely. So we'll officially schedule that tonight. But again, I wouldn't be, and if for some reason you can't make that deadline, you let us know. I mean, what I would say is for some reason that seems unreasonable as you get started. Just be transparent about that and say, you know what, I've pushed, but I'm not ready, and we'll work on it. Okay. Any other questions for Dan? What I would say for all of my fellow council members and anyone from administration, if you have some other thoughts or suggestions, after you leave here or you reflect back on something that was said tonight and you feel strong about it, I would forward that information on to Danny. And we can see that you're very creative, and you can take things and run with them. So I just encourage everybody to keep her in the loop rather than sitting on that until 2 weeks from now and saying, no, I thought about this the day after, so that she's got all those tools. Okay. All right. Very good. Danny, thank you very much for your time today. We're very excited about this, and we're confident that you're going to come up with the right move forward for us with the logo. So we look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. So, is there any other business to come before the committee of the whole? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn? Yes. Is there a second? Yes. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn this committee of the whole meeting. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The stand adjourned at 7:52. 6:52.